Logan Chase wants his customers to know what they're smoking.
In some cases, if I see something that I've never tried before, I take it upon myself to try it.
Chase welcomes each person who walks through the doors to shop the well-lit shelves of glass bongs, brand-name grinders, and colorful pipes.
Obviously, all this stuff in here is used for tobacco products or your CBD.
CBD is one of the newer items on the menu at DeKalb's Smoke Shop. CBD is one of the two most prevalent components of the cannabis plant. The other is THC, which widely is referred to as the stuff that gets you high. What customers buy from Chase is legal, a product of the hemp plant.
So the sisters are legal, and the brothers legal.
Hemp products are legal, so long as they have under 0.3% of THC. CBD products range from lotion and gum to oils used for health benefits or smokables.
You can even smell it. It's actual plant.
Under Illinois law, medical cannabis is also legal, but shop owners need to apply for a license, and it costs well over $400,000 to go through that process. Now, remember, CBD is different than marijuana, but they are derivatives of the same plant, so there are some similarities. Still, Chase says, from his perspective, it's too expensive to consider joining the medical market.
We're kind of just kind of stuck in the middle of it. We can choose what we want to do, but it depends if you have the funding.
Elijah Olson also works in a CBD shop. He's in Chicago. We met in a public library because his shop's owners were uncomfortable having a reporter enter their store.
Would you say that there's a weed is sort of legal in Illinois at the moment? Would you say that?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Olson's been working at the CBD shop just under a year. He says the products he sells are made in states where recreational marijuana use is legal. It's unclear how tight the THC levels are regulated by the time they hit the shelves here in Illinois. Customer feedback is important for Olson, he says. That's how he's able to understand the effects of what's in the products he sells.
I think companies need to be transparent in what they're selling and creating, and I don't think most of them truly are right now.
In the back room of a place called Galaxy Starship, Tom Allen unboxes fresh CBD oil to add to his shelves. He owns a smoke shop in Sycamore, Illinois.
We're not going to get into marijuana. We're heavy into CBD and other herbs, things like that, that can help you, you know, naturally.
Allen says he buys his CBD products online to resell. And as far as testing his shop's stock?
Oh, no, that's why we go with the reputable company. That way we make sure that it's pure.
Customers can buy gas masks and bongs here, too. But Allen says he's not interested in entering the potential marijuana market.
I think legalizing is a big mistake anyway. I think that the drug cartel still has their network, and they're going to bring a lot other harder drugs down the pipeline once you take that away from them.
And one of the ways for illegal dealers to do this is the dark web. Christopher Cavelli is a spokesman with the Lake County Sheriff's Department. They have a cybercrimes unit.
Their ability to remain anonymous certainly is a key factor and a hurdle that we have to move over when investigating these types of crimes.
Cavelli says investigations sometimes begin with tips from the post office or the community.
What the future holds with decriminalization of any drug law, it's yet to be seen.
But Chase, back in DeKalb,
have a great day, boss.
You too.
Doesn't think illegal markets are going anywhere.
People are still going to look for the best price. And if you have that better price, why would they go to somewhere that's legal?
For now, it's business as usual for shops like these until signed legislation shows what could be in store. I'm Sarah Jesmer.